Welcome to Channel 2 News, your number one news source for anything animated related. My name's Mazzy.
My name's B.
This is a podcast about cartoons and cartoon news. Only news this time. Okay, we should explain. We are both very tired and very busy the last 2 weeks. And we have not really had the greatest opportunity to watch the show that I chose, Fred's Head, a very obscure Canadian cartoon. So we're just going to push that second half of the episode off for next episode. So this one's just news, and honestly not that much news has happened either. So it's just a short one this week. And I hope you like it's a little bite-sized episode, which honestly might be nice considering we've been doing 2-hour episodes recently.
Yeah.
So we hope you enjoy, and
it is what it is.
Yeah. I was gonna be mean. I was gonna be like, suck it up, listeners, but no. We're just both very tired, and we're just gonna do a short one for both of our mental sakes.
The next episode will be epic, as it always.
It will be awesome, I promise.
It will.
Your usual quality content. And, you know, news section, we usually start off with trailers that came out in the past 2 weeks, and there were two significant ones that I found that came out. B, what was that?
Okay, the first trailer that you sent me was, this is a big one, this is a big one for me, Bee and Puppy Cat, Lazy in Space trailer. Yes!
Wow! Yes! Okay. So Bee and Puppy Cat, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm assuming you know what the hell this is. It was kind of a big deal. I have the trailer pulled up right now, and the full series has 17 million views. Wow.
As it deserves.
True. It is a, I would say an indie cartoon made by a Cartoon Hangover. I'm trying very hard to describe being Puppycast a little hard. It's about a girl who loses her job, and a little alien dog cat thing shows up, and the dog cat's hey, I got a job for you, and she goes on a little adventure. Yeah, you can explain it better than me.
That's really it. Yeah, it has a lot of inspiration from shows like. Sailor Moon's a big one. A lot of, dreamy, pastel-y colors. It's very, very pretty.
It's very cute, yeah.
Yeah, it's very cute. I feel like if you were an Adventure Time fan, and, its heyday, you probably know what Bee and Puppy Cat is, because that's where I was. And, I'm happy about this, yay!
So, I think from the looks of everything, they're just... Because this is a quote-unquote new series that is coming out on Netflix, but I'm assuming they're just kind of redoing the original story in this updated art style and writing style. Yeah. Which is cool.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm a little split on being Puppy Cat to begin with. I really want to like it, but I kind of just don't like the writing. But that might just be a personal thing, but I feel like it kind of tries to be profound when it's not. People might attack me for saying
this. Okay, that's fair.
I feel like people might not like my opinion about that, but I feel like last time I rewatched the whole series, I was just kind of okay.
Okay, yeah.
it's cool, and the concept is cool, but it's fine. The visuals are great, don't get me wrong, but I guess just the writing of it, I'm not that huge of a fan, and so I'm interested in seeing how that changes with the Netflix show.
That's fair. I have not revisited the show in so long, so I'm I could just be looking at it through very rose-tinted glasses, because, the last time I really remember, watching it was, in, what was it? In, middle school, you know? So... if I revisit it, I probably would have a very similar view. But I would probably also be, still just I love it. Because I remember I loved it so much in middle school. So I probably still just have, those nostalgia glasses at the same time. I'm definitely still going to look into this for obvious reasons, like I just explained. But, I can't blame anyone if they have similar thoughts to you, because I get it. Now that you say it, what I do remember of the show, I can definitely understand that. Because they would do, like, deep moments, and then the second later, they would have, like, a dick joke or something.
Yeah. And I'm not saying it's a bad show at all. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It could be a little bit more balanced, I believe.
Yeah.
And hopefully that improves with a Netflix version. And hey, this trailer that came out, it hasn't been posted from, like, you know, Netflix's official Twitter, I don't think. Someone had to find it on the Netflix website, and then a fan posted it. And so that's how people heard that the show's coming out. Which is
that
insane.
That is how I found out.
Yeah.
I woke up one day and I saw Being Puppy Cat was trending, and I was like, oh, I guess people must have refound the show again. And then I look, and people were like, oh, it's coming to Netflix. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Why aren't you... No, I'm too tired to go on a rant. You guys know how I feel about Netflix, but I don't understand why they do this. Like, why aren't you advertising the show? Like, you must have had to buy it. Yeah. You do the rant.
I'll do the rant. The show comes out in less than a month, and they haven't said a single thing about it, which is completely nuts to me. And the only reason why we know about this is because, I mean, Cartoon Hangover posted their own trailer. I think sooner or later that day, but, like, everyone pretty much found out through Twitter, through just a fan account of Being Puppy Cat, and they're like, holy shit, look what I found! Netflix, please advertise your cartoons better and more frequently. Thank you.
The description also says it's been nine years since the show was first posted. Oh. I'm so fucking old.
Oh, God.
I hate when people do that and they're like, suddenly I've aged 50 years, and I'm like, shut up. But now I understand. Oh my God.
Nine years.
How old was I? I forgot how old I was. I put the wrong age at first. The wrong number. I was 12. Oh my God.
I was 11. Yeah.
Okay.
Look
at us. But this is also a little bit of B-lore.
Your age?
Well, shut up. there are two characters that I got my name from. And this is one of them. And the other one was Bumblebee from Teen Titans.
Cute.
Thank you.
I like that.
Thank you. Okay, that's all my thoughts for Being Puppy Cat.
Yeah, Being Puppy Cat Lazy in Space comes out on Netflix on September 6th, 2022. That's this year. Wow. In like less than a month. So hey, I'm excited for it. You know,
me too.
I didn't mean to shit talk, but I'm excited for it.
I think it's fair to like criticize a little bit, and then, you know, hope maybe they've even updated the writing a little bit. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
We'll see.
Yeah. Let's go to the next thing if you are ready.
Yes.
Okay, the next thing you sent me was...
Yes.
The next thing you sent me was from Crunchyroll. Yeah, baby! Well, I have... Yeah, baby! Okay, Chainsaw Man! Let's fucking go!
Oh, okay. I didn't know you liked it.
Okay, here's the thing. I want to get into it. Mm-hmm. I want to get into it. So I've been like low key kind of like, cause I don't know anything about the show. I don't know if this is a good manga or a bad manga, and I don't want to judge things. So, but from what I have seen, it looks like it would be nice. So I've been waiting for the anime once it got announced, and I'm at the very least I'm gonna give it a look see. Yeah. I'm ready for this one. I'm a little excited. Okay, let's get into it.
Okay. If you do not know, Chainsaw Man is a manga. It's about this boy, and he's kind of half devil, and whenever he has to fight some bad guys, he turns into Chainsaw Man, which is just a guy with a chainsaw for a head and, like, hands. It sounds way cooler, or it is way cooler than I'm making it sound right now. He has, like, no, other devil friends. Cool. He kicks ass, basically, and it's awesome. It's so cool. That's Chainsaw Man. Well, I've read about like 1/3 of the manga. I think I like it.
Wow, really? I've never heard you talk about this.
I know. I've talked about it on stream before. And if people who have watched my streams and are listening to this right now, I have not read more. Please do not judge me. I will read more eventually, I promise. A lot of my friends really like it. They're really excited for it. I feel like maybe... No, I don't know. It's just kind of yucky sometimes. But that's...
Okay, yeah.
But it's, like, kind of cool because it's, like, blood and awesome and pew, chainsaws. But also it's, like, other yucky stuff. But
yeah.
For the most part, I'm having fun. I like it.
Yeah. Because, like, you... Moth always gives me a warning whenever there's like gore and whatnot in trailers, and like I do always appreciate it, and I do like that you do that, and I hope you continue to do that. But when I saw this trailer, I was like, listen, I'm not going to listen to you this one time. I have to look at this.
And it looks so good.
It's so fucking good.
The animation is just so cool. The trailer I found, or I guess it's like a second trailer that came out. We weren't able to cover the first one, but it's only about 25 seconds, but goddamn, it's very solid animation.
Yeah.
All the special effects, or quote-unquote, the 2D effects, all the blood and the guts and the chainsaws, it looks very awesome. It's very gruesome, but I like it.
Okay, wait. I was trying to look and see who was doing the animation. I know who it is, but I just want to make sure. And it's in like the first question that, because you know, it does like people also ask. The first question was, "Does MAPPA make a Chainsaw Man?"
Does MAPPA make a Chainsaw Man?
Does it? Do it? Do that?
Do it? No.
Okay, so MAPPA is the studio who is doing the animation, which looks really great. You may also know they are the company behind Attack on Titan.
Boo!
Yeah. Boo! Boo! But the reason why I bring that up is because, like, they had a lot of crunch on like one of the last seasons or so of Attack on Titan, and it was just a really awful workplace for a lot of the people who worked there, for obvious reasons. You're being overworked as hell. So it's like, on one hand, this animation looks great, and I don't want to be like, oh, well, maybe the crunch is over, because well, let's be real, guys, but I just really hope that things are better. I'm hoping that things are better, and if not, I'm gonna lose my mind. Politely. I could go on a rant, but like, listen. Your girl's tired. I just hope that like the people, like any of the animators and workers at MAPPA are not having to go through that terrible, terrible crunch. But I also would not be surprised if after, like, season one of Chainsaw Man comes out, it's like, oh, yeah, that's still happening, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Moral of your story is, please treat your animators with respect. No crunch time. No, like, overworking them, please. I know the anime looks very nice, but please, there's people behind that, and they're suffering, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
But
I have a lot of mutuals who really, really like it, so I'm at the very least, I'm curious. I also really like the character designs. I think they're nice. Mm-hmm, I referenced that one meme of the guy where he's like, oh, He's just like me for real. I reference that all the time.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, good trailer.
Good trailer and good manga and hopefully good anime.
I just remember I don't know how to say her name. Is it Makina?
I think so.
Yeah. Makina, I saw like a thing that her voice actress like prayed to a picture of her every day until she got like a call back for her, and I think that's very funny. Okay, now I'm good.
Well, good for her. You know, she deserved that.
It worked. Chainsaw
Man will be coming out this October. No specific date, but just October. Oh my god, that's the same month that Mob Psycho's coming out. Huge Ooh. Month for good anime Mob. Enjoyers.
Yeah.
For me specifically.
For you specifically. I think, yeah, very good.
We don't have too much news when it comes to, you know, other shit that's not trailers. But I got a little bit. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, speaking of animes and mangas, one of my favorite mangas of all time is officially getting an anime. Yes! It is called Delicious in Dungeon, also known as Dungeon Meshi. It is kind of like if someone's really cool D&D campaign got turned into a book. And all the I can describe it way better than that. It's like a fantasy. Nope, it's a fantasy setting.
Affinity.
They, you know, it's got humans, it's got elves, it's got dwarfs, it's got animal people. I forgot the names, but orcs and shit. They're all friends. They go into the dungeon, to get some loot, but. Hey, being a dungeon dude is, like, pretty expensive, because you have to, like, buy all the equipment, you gotta buy all the food. And so there's one freak, his name's Laos, and I love him to death. He's like, what if we just start eating monsters? And everyone's like, no. And then he's like, but what if? And then everyone's like, okay. And then they start eating monsters. So it's about, like, food, it's about friendship, it's about monster girls and being gay, and it's so good. It this is a big thing coming from me. It might be like one of my favorite mangas ever. It is. I'm hesitant to say like number one, but definitely like top three mangas I've ever read. I adore it a lot.
Aww.
I don't think you I doubt you've read any Dungeon Meshi. You probably just Mm-mm. know about it through osmosis.
I've heard of it. Oh, yeah. Through you, yeah. And then I sent it to you, the announcement, and Ma sent back a picture of a funny little emoji going jaw drop with wide eyes. And that's all you said.
I'm obsessed with this picture. I can't. I look at it and I'm like, oh, jaw drop. It's just so fucking funny to me. But it's literally true.
That's how you were. You're just like, oh.
Oh. Yeah. And the real kicker about this anime is that it was announced which studio was making it. And it's Studio Trigger. And... Yeah. I'm a little worried about it, but I mean, could be good.
I have a lot of thoughts about it. Not really. I have, like, two thoughts. This does not seem like something Studio Trigger would do.
No.
Because a lot of their stuff is very cyber, very, like, very in your face, very, there's also... mechas and
it's and like boobs. Sci-fi, yeah.
Yeah.
And boobs. So oh my god.
So this doesn't really look like something they would do. I'm not like I'm always excited for anything that Trigger does because they're one of my favorite studios. Visually their stories can be a little bit better, but you know, it is what it is. Oh, Moth is typing.
Well, okay, I had a link ready. I am a little hesitant too when it comes to Trigger, but counterpoint, they made an advertisement in 2019 for Dungeon Meshi, and it does look pretty damn good. I'll admit it. I don't know. When I first heard the news of like, oh, Trigger's doing it, I was like, but I mean, if you look back on it and like they have done work for this before, I think it does. It is a little more reassuring, being like, okay, yeah, this actually looks very good. But we'll see whenever it actually comes out. With writing wise, you can't fuck up Dungeon Meshi's writing. It's too perfect to begin with. So.
Because I feel like that's the one place where they kind of fall flat is their writing. I don't know who is doing the writing. Because the thing is, I feel like they have very amazing concepts, but then it kind of ends up going a little wacky somewhere down the road. And it's like you still enjoyed it, but you're like, this could have been better. I feel like the only thing that they, like, what is it? Little Witch Academia? Blue Witch Academia. I feel like that's the only like perfect project that they have. Do not kill me for that. If you enjoy any of the, I haven't watched like Gurren Lagann or whatever it's called. I'm sorry, I haven't watched that. Maybe that's a really good one. I haven't watched it, so if you enjoy it, don't kill me. But from what I have seen, which is Promare, Brand New Animal, Little Witch Academia. Did I already say Kill la Kill? I'm sorry.
No, I don't think you did.
I watched Kill la Kill. Boo. I'm sorry. But, so I have those four. I still enjoyed all of them, but the writing could be better. So I think maybe, if I'm not wrong, this is like the first property that they have done. Save for Cyberpunk, but Cyberpunk's not out yet. The anime, we all know about the game, but this is like the first like anime that they've done based off of an existing property, so I'm hopeful that maybe this will be like a good old 10 out of 10 from them again, you know.
I hope so too. I just love Dungeon Meshi so much. This shit better be good. you said earlier like things Trigger does, and it was like boobs.
Yeah.
If Laos's and Seshi's boobs are not in this, I do not fucking want it, okay? I know there's girls. No, I don't care about the girls. Show me Laos's tits, and I'll be fine.
So real. You're so real. I personally do not mind, but. I think there's a time and a place, and I need whichever horny motherfucker is over there at Trigger and is just going ham. I need them to calm down a little bit. Just a little bit. Or a lot. Kill la Kill, it was kind of a mistake. But, but anyway, this doesn't seem like the type of anime to have, like the type of manga to have like a lot of fan service. So I'm like... I feel
no,
like if
no, not
yeah,
at all.
So well, I'm like if I
Well, it's not really fan service. Sometimes like Laos, he's like weird. So sometimes he does like a funny pose, but okay. You know nothing. And also there's like one bathing scene and like that's it. Kind of that all
okay.
I can think of.
But yeah, so I'm like if I see like boobs swinging around, I'm gonna be like that doesn't feel right. That should not be
no,
here.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Dungeon Meshi! I can talk about more animes that I like really quick.
Yeah.
Mob Psycho... Season 3. Why'd I say it like that?
Mob Psycho!
The intro for Mob Psycho has officially come out. You don't have to look at, you know, phone footage anymore. It's out now. And so now this is where I get to talk about it for
out.
A little bit. This one, okay, I will preface this by saying I think maybe this intro is maybe the weakest out of the three of them, but like if you have three fantastic cakes in front of you and one of them has like a little bit of icing missing from it, you're not going to be like, wow, I can't believe that cake has missing icing on it. That's terrible. You know, you look at those three damn cakes and you go, oh, I'm so fucking hungry. And you take a slice from each one of them and go, oh, nom, that was delicious. What I'm trying to say is, mm-hmm. it may be the weakest, but, like, fuck, it's still so good.
I agree.
Visuals are really fun.
I do agree.
They kind of have, like, a collage thing that they're doing with season three, but I think that's, like, really fun because we know, it's like, season three has to be the final season, and so it's kind of fun having, like, a collage thing looking back on everything that has happened so far. I think that's really fun. The song itself, first of all, the song has, like, chanting in it, which is really fun, but it turns out people, like, in the crowd of the song, you know what I mean? The choir, I guess. Yes. Some people that were, like, animators and, like, directors and writers who worked on the show, and I think that's fun. That's so cute.
Aww. I like that.
It's so good. The song is also so good because I feel like every song for the intros to Mob Psycho has always had this part where you, like, pump your fist in the air to it. You know how it is?
Yeah.
Because in season one, it's like, one, two, three, four, and it's like, yes, bitch! Like, it hypes you up, and it's so good. So yeah, I really like the intro. Of course I do. It's Mob Psycho. It's got Serizawa in it. He shows up two times, and it maybe three. We don't know who the other silhouette is, but two and a half times. Thank you, Mob Psycho. Good. I like it a lot, and I'm very excited for season three. And intro, very good, and I like it a lot. And the ending of the intro where Reagan is like, he's like. And like Mom, you see him grow up and like Reagan stands up with him. That's so fucking
I'm giving you a
good.
Tissue.
There's tears in my eyes, it's wonderful. It's a good intro. Aww. God, and like the outro hasn't come out, but like imagine. Like, imagine.
You're already thinking it.
That's about it. That was my little Mazzy Mob Psycho corner. I do have some bad news.
Okay.
Very quickly. And then we can go into good news? Question mark? Mm-hmm. Afterwards. Leave the episode on a positive note.
Yay!
This news just came out like 2 hours ago.
I haven't seen it then, so this is fresh to me.
Yeah, this has something to do with the HBO Max merger and the fact that they are taking a lot of the shows off of the streaming service. And a lot of those are animated shows. So I can go over all of them very quickly, and we can just be upset together about all this. Okay. Shows leaving HBO Max next week. So, like, by the time this episode even comes out, you have like half a week to watch
anything?
Like,
are the shows like being taken off or are they just being canceled?
They're leaving HBO Max's streaming service.
Right. Okay.
Maybe not like canceled, but they will not be available on HBO Max. Aquaman, King of Atlantis, Close Enough, Dodo, Elliot from Earth, Esme and Roy, I hope I'm saying that right, The Fungies, Infinity Train, Little Ellen, Mau Mau. Fuck!
No!
Messi Goes to Okido, Mia's Magic Playhouse, some of these are preschooler shows, by the way, Mighty Magiswords, Odo, OKKO, The Ollie and Moon Show, Pac-Man and the Ghostly Adventures. It just says some Sesame Street specials. It doesn't clarify which ones.
Okay.
Summer Camp Island. The Not Too Late Show with Elmo. I'm sorry, why did I say it like that?
Elmo.
The Runaway Bunny. Theodosia? Theodosia. Not quite sure how to say this one. Sorry. Tig and Seek. Uncle Grandpa. Victor and Valentino. And Yabba Dabba Dinosaurs. Okay. So that's a lot of cartoons that are just leaving out of nowhere.
I think what's interesting is the use of they're leaving. like, maybe I'm being hopeful and just like, maybe that means that they'll be able to get another chance elsewhere, but, Also, what confuses me, too, is that some of these shows are Cartoon Network shows. Did Mau Mau end?
Mau Mau is like, I thought a season two was being in production, but everyone's been kind of very quiet about that.
No. And
this does not help.
Fuck.
Mau Mau was so good,
it
too.
It was so good. I'm so pissed. Okay. Because I know Summer Camp Island, I think we covered that, right? That it was ending?
Summer Camp Island was, it was getting its final season, but I don't think that's even out yet. And so that's just a whole season that's not going to be available on streaming services, which is so
odd.
Because Cartoon Network doesn't even, like, I don't think, at least in American Cartoon Network, and maybe just not at a great time, I don't think they really show Summer Camp Island at proper cable TV. It's mostly on streaming services. And, I mean, all the Cartoon Network shows were on HBO Max, and so having the new season come out on streaming services and being like, hey, just kidding, it's not going to be there in a week. What?
It's very weird.
That's just a whole season that many people have worked on, and it's just not coming out. At least not immediately. Hopefully it can still come out some way or another. Wink. But
please,
and the thing about this is that a lot of these shows to begin with, they haven't been, there's no physical release, there's no, you know, DVD, at least with most of these, it's mostly just like, hey, watch it on HBO Max. But now, like, we just can't. Well, of course there are other websites, other resources that people can find, but cough, I totally wouldn't recommend that. I mean, but it just sucks that it's not on, you know, a mainstream streaming service anymore, and people have to find it through suspicious websites that I would not go on.
I feel like the talk of, like, physical media versus digital media is very much talked about when it comes to music, but now talking about this has made me realize that this is also a problem for, like, shows, like, for, like, TV shows and movies as well, because, like, okay, so what's gonna happen, like, we don't know what could happen, like, 50 to 100 years. These shows could, these streaming services could still be here, but let's say, like, one day, all of a sudden, Netflix just loses all its stock and it just shuts down. That's so much media that is just technically lost media now, and there's no way legally to, like, get it anymore. That's so fucking scary to me. That's so much hard work and so many people's, like, livelihoods and, like, people's, like, this is what I've done on screen and off screen and this is what I have to show for it. And it's just gone. Like, that sounds horrifying. Yeah, and then there's, like, the whole debate about whether or not, like, DVDs and whatnot are CDs and whether or not they're good for the environment and whether they're sustainable, and then it's... Fuck, man, what can you do? I don't...
I mean... I'm doing the Clone High where they put their hands up in that certain way. I'm doing, like, huh? It's just, like, both options are shitty of, like, you know, like, creating a lot of physical media, but also just, you know, resources are being used on that, or having it completely digital, but, you know, one day, boom, it can just instantly go away. I don't know.
Pretty fucked.
Yay, everything's so fun. So yeah, hey, this whole HBO Max thing sucks dick, and it used to be such a great place for animation and cartoons and just, you know, original stuff as well, and it's everything's gone down the shitter in a month. So that's really awesome of you, Warner Brothers. So it's really smart idea, and no one's mad at all. we can talk about other stuff now. I'm very sorry to everyone who has worked on shows like that, that are not being there anymore. I saw plenty of people being like, hey, I worked, there's like all my work is on these shows, and now they're just like not available anymore. That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything sucks. I'm sorry to hear that. Hopefully things will get better when it comes to streaming services, but not right now. Speaking of streaming services, Rise of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie came out on Netflix.
Yeah, Whee! I haven't watched it. I still need to finish the show.
I'm just kind of saying this as a little reminder for our listeners. If you are interested, go check it out. I've heard it's a very good movie. I have seen... Oh, I guess this is another thing I wanted to bring up. Is that I've seen a lot of behind-the-scene work on it. There's been good amount of people... There's been a lot of people being like, hey, yeah, here's an animatic I did, and it's fucking insane.
Someone said, here are some storyboards I did, and I was like, you are lying. This is full-fledged animation. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It was so that, gorgeous. Oh, God.
That comes to, like, a conversation of, are these people maybe doing too much work for what they're doing? And the answer is yes.
Yes.
Or
absolutely.
If you were one of the boarders or people in charge of the animatics, is just at least from what I've seen through Twitter, maybe not everybody, but it just a lot of it seemed like rough animation and not boarding. So, and I'm saying this as someone who is not in the industry. Please take care of yourself. So don't do too much work if you don't have to. And it's beautiful, don't get me wrong. It was fantastic stuff. But, I mean, it comes to a point where it's like, that's not boards. That's just full on. You can post that now and it'd be... That's the finished damn movie. Yeah.
Just pop some color on it. That's it.
It's fantastic work, don't get me wrong. But again, just... I don't know... Just at least make sure maybe you're labeling everything right, or also just don't please take care of yourself and don't overwork yourself when it comes to storyboarding. I know you want it to be good, but also I'm sure listeners, if you do look up like Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles behind the scenes storyboards, if you look something about that up, just some of the wildest quote unquote boards I've ever seen in my goddamn life.
They're genuinely very good. Like, I was like, I didn't want to watch too much because, like I said, I do eventually want to watch the movie. I just want to get through the show first. But, like, I, like, watched, like, the first minute or so, and I was like, my mind is about to explode. I'm literally about to start, like, screaming. God.
So, hey, yeah, that movie just came out. Go watch it.
Go watch it.
I am so good at segue. Speaking of movies, did you see that Kung Fu Panda 4 was announced?
Yes! Yes!
Skadoosh, am I right?
Skadoosh. We stand tigers in this house. Get the fuck out if you don't stand tigers.
True.
Oh, God. I love Kung Fu Panda so much. Here's the thing. I have not been able to watch the second and third movie because it was not on streaming. Whenever I would look, either it would be on streaming, but they'd only have like the third one. I'm like, I want to watch them in order. I don't want to skip to the third one just yet. So I've only watched the first one. I've watched the first one like 50 times ever since it first came out, and I love it so much. It's so good. Fuck.
It's been such a long time since I've watched any of these movies, I think, but I mean, I'm glad everyone else is excited, because I mean, they're good. They're good, yeah. I just do not remember a single thing.
The main thing is, I only found out that it was happening because Shrek 5 was trending and people were wondering where Shrek 5 was. And I was like, wait! I was like a new Kung Fu Panda! yeah, so that's how I knew.
We don't need a Shrek 5, I don't think.
I mean, I think it's already confirmed that it's going to happen. Fuck. They just haven't really talked about it. I think, don't quote me on that. But also, I don't feel like Shrek they would have... I don't feel like they would have, like, Shrek 5 coming out when we have the new Puss in Boots movie coming out soon. So I think Shrek 5 That's fans true. Might have to wait a little bit because they probably wouldn't put them both out soon.
I looked at Shrek 5 and it someone made a full fake trailer for it. And that's kind of cool, but also it scared the shit out of me because I was like, "What do you mean? What do you mean this is the last Shrek movie I didn't know about?"
The movie's already out, dude. Get on it.
Damn it. Anyways, hey, Kung Fu Panda 4 is coming out, and I looked up an article about it, and here's like, "This is everything we know about Kung Fu Panda 4."
We don't know anything.
Yeah, and the whole article's like, release date. I don't know. Who will return in the cast? I don't know. Hopefully Jack Black. What will it be about? I don't fucking know. It's like, thanks. Fuck off.
Oh my god. Please send that to me. I would like to read it. I just think it's really funny when, like, new games get announced and they're like, what about Persona 6? Here's what could happen in Persona 6.
It's like this whole article, and I'm sure this is what writing for, you know, news is like, but it just feels like someone trying to make an essay, like, the word limit on an essay.
Yeah.
It's awesome. But hey, Kung Fu Panda 4, it is set for March 8th, 2024. Announcing this one a little early, but you know what? Cool, fine. Yeah, it was build up the hype as, you know, the next 1.5 years go by. And honestly, that's, I think, all of the news. Rick and Morty season 6.
Fuck, cool. No.
I don't think we have anything to say about that other than but
one of my friends told me that one of the funniest lines was me talking about my past with Rick and Morty, and I think that's very true. Every time I see it, or anything by Justin Roiland, I am haunted by my middle school self. Not middle school, high school, even. Awful, awful time. God.
And you could have an awful time with the Rick and Morty season 6 on... September 4th, this year.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's about it. We don't even talk about damn cartoon. Yeah. No. We're not doing that this episode.
Let's get that next time. Mm-mm. No.
Hey, thank you for listening. This is the end of the podcast. We talked about so much news. This is kind of a slow news week, actually. But, you know, that's fine. We're tired anyways. We can take a little break with this one. It's fine and dandy. If you liked listening to my voice, you can follow me. Hi, my name is Mazzy. You can follow me at Gutstosis, GUTSTOSIS, pretty much everywhere. And I draw. And it's cool. Ooh. Awesome.
My name is B. If you would like to follow me or see more of my things, you can follow me on Twitter at Bumble Ruby, spelled Bumble, RUBE _. I draw, and maybe I also have something else in the works. Who knows? I'm saying that because it's me trying to force myself to finish a project that I've been working on for almost a year or two now. So, yeah. But yeah, follow me there. Yee! Okay.
If you like the podcast, you can follow us on Twitter and Tumblr at Channel 2 News. Please do that because we are now your favorite podcast. You're welcome. You can rate us 5 stars. We solely through advertising, I guess, through word of mouth. And so if you like the podcast, you can tell your friends. You can tell... I don't have a joke this time because we haven't even talked about the cartoon. You can tell the funny panda that's getting a new movie.
Yeah. You can tell the people who only talked about the news and nothing else.
You can talk about that one girl who found, like, this weird animal that came through the sky and she has, like, a new job from it. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell your friends about the podcast if you like us. That would be awesome. Retweet our tweets and shit. That would be also awesome. You can send us an email if you really want. Smiling and giggling and kicking my feet in the air as I say this. It would be so cool if you did that.
Please.
channeltunepodcast@gmail.com. We'll answer anything. No, maybe you shouldn't say that, but we'll answer most things.
Anything.
Anything. What's your security card number?
We'll answer it.
Da-boo-boo, give us 5 stars, be nice to us, smile and giggle when you listen to the podcast.
Oh, who made the music?
It was made by my friend Ben Joyner. Everyone say thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben. Yay.
And we will be back, hopefully, next 2 weeks with some actual second half of the podcast with the proper talking about cartoons. Yes, Fred's Head? Yeah. We've heard of it.
Fred's Head.
Hopefully things will get back to normal in the next 2 weeks, because again, we have just been so damn busy lately. Mm-hmm. Hey, thank you for listening to the podcast. B, what do you say at the end of every episode?
And this is where the music will play.
Yes!
Yes!
Woo!
Woo! Goodbye.
Goodbye.